Much further south of our border with Mexico, in Colombia, is a tourist hotspot. Cartagena is an old Spanish city on the Caribbean. The Colombian government sees it as a symbol of revival after years of guerrilla war. Others see it as a symbol of class warfare. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports.
Inside 400-year-old Spanish ramparts that once repelled Francis Drake, the sounds of change can be found on every block. Workers building and renovating everything from new boutique hotels to homes for the very rich. Welcome to Cartagena's old colonial city with its Baroque churches and sun-splash plazas. Cartagena is now one of Latin America's top destinations, and not just for tourists. In a tour, sales rep Vicky Donoyer shows off a new apartment worth well over $1 million.
It's 400 square meter apartment with three levels. And the first level is you will find a kitchen. But the second level is a studio. There is a jacuzzi too.
People here credit President Álvaro Uribe and the U.S. government for the renewal. Washington has provided $7 billion in mostly military aid this decade. And Uribe has used it to roll back Marxist guerrillas. The result is that homicides in Colombia dropped by more than 40% in 7 years, and the economy has become one of Latin America's strongest. Colombia boosters say Cartagena is among the big winners. To visitors and investors, this city is all old-world charm, down to the horse-drawn carriages plying cobblestone streets. Juan Lopez came from California. He delighted in the feel of the old city, but also marveled at the growing skyline.
When we dock, I thought I was in Chicago, with all the beautiful skyscrapers.
But there's another story outside the old city, outside the 12-foot-high walls, in neighborhoods that might as well be a world away. There's misery, malnourishment, and disease. There's raw sewage flowing down unpaved streets, conditions public health workers liken to that of sub-Saharan Africa. Danilo Ruiz is an activist in one poor barrio. He says the opulence of the old city doesn't trickle down to the poor barrios, that there's no sense of equality, not even access to basic services. Statistics bear him out. 600,000 of Cartagena's million people are poor, a rate far higher than the rest of Colombia. In sharp contrast to those who live in the old city, the people in those barrios are black. Jesus Verdeza is one of them. Verdeza fled the conflict in Colombia's countryside, finding relative safety in the slums. But he says he needs work, and only when he finds an odd job is he able to eat. Cynthia Arnson is director of the Woodrow Wilson Center on Latin America.
Colombia is very high in its levels of inequality, even within Latin America, which is the most unequal region in the entire world.
She says that means that despite advances on the security front, the government has not been able to significantly chip away at the great gulf between rich and poor. One of the biggest critics of the disparity is Cartagena's new reformist mayor, Judith Pinedo. She says the city is a symbol of inequality. Her government is now working to identify the needs of the poor in different districts and address the problems with emergency assistance, and then work to improve education and health care. She said the city is not viable if so many of its people live in misery. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Cartagena, Colombia.